$4.85 a gallon on the reservation has been a boon.
That'll get me through the week.
Amy Held, NPR News.
This is NPR News in Washington.
From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Kansas lawmakers wrapped up their 2026 session yesterday without passing a constitutional amendment providing property tax relief. KSNT reports that Republican lawmakers made a last-minute effort to revive a major property tax plan, but it fell short of the two-thirds majority needed to send a constitutional amendment to voters. Lawmakers did pass a separate property tax bill that allows residents to petition if local governments try to increase property tax revenue above 3%. Police are investigating after a pedestrian died after being hit by two cars on Interstate 435 in Overland Park. The Kansas City Star reports that the crash happened early yesterday morning where Interstate 35 merges with I-435. A vehicle hit a pedestrian walking on the highway. The pedestrian was then hit by a second car. Paramedics responding to the crash declared the victim dead at the scene. Great Bend police have arrested a teenage boy in connection with the death of a 14-year-old girl. KWCH reports that Ruby Perez was reported missing Wednesday night and was found Thursday morning just a few blocks from her school. A 14-year-old boy has been arrested and charged with first-degree murder. His name has not been released. In the final round of the Masters Golf Championship, Topeka native Gary Woodland is well out of contention. He started the day in 51st place after shooting a 4-over par 76 yesterday. Woodland missed the Masters last year while recovering from brain surgery. He returned this year after winning the Houston Open 2 weeks ago.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Cigna Healthcare. At Cigna Healthcare, they're dedicated to being there through life's everyday and extraordinary health moments. Learn more at Cigna.com/better. This is NPR.
We've got rain throughout the KPR listening area right now. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies today. Highs in the lower 70s. Partly cloudy overnight tonight with lows in the lower 60s. And for tomorrow, partly sunny, windy, and warmer with highs getting up to the lower 80s. It's 66 degrees and rainy in Lawrence. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
You're listening to NPR News.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. We've got more Weekend Edition Sunday ahead, including the Sunday Puzzle with Puzzle Master Will Shorts coming up at 9:35 here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, hosting Weird Science with Mary Roach, author of Replaceable You, Adventures in Human Anatomy, Thursday, April 23rd, 7 p.m. at Liberty Hall. Details at lplks.org.
Mary Roach is my guest for this week's Prairie Journal. She'll talk about irreplaceable you, body parts, and her fascination with human anatomy.
I started to see the human body as this weird planet where anytime you look at it closely or start to ask questions about it, you just discover that there's all these things going on, and it's you. It's, you know, it's your own person, and all these things are inside you.
Mary Roach, author of Replaceable You, Stiff, Gulp, and lots of other best-selling books. She's my guest on Prairie Journal. 11 o'clock this morning on KPR 1, 1 o'clock this afternoon on KPR 2.
Support for KPR's Community Spotlight comes from the Sunflower Foundation in Topeka, with a mission to serve as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
We've got lots of rain out there right now. Highs today in the lower 70s. For tomorrow, partly sunny, warmer, and windy. Highs in the lower 80s. It's 64 degrees in Emporia, 66 in Lawrence, 65 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
It has to be.
Or will his party's 16-year hold on power come to an end?
This might come to an end.
and they need to go.
Why an upset in Hungary could have global repercussions, that's on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered from 4 to 5 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Flint Hills Discovery Center in Manhattan, inspiring visitors to celebrate, explore, and care for the Flint Hills region with exhibits, programs, and events to engage visitors of all ages. More at flinthillsdiscovery.org.
We've got 20 more minutes of Weekend Edition Sunday ahead, and then stay with us here on KPR for This Old House Radio Hour coming up at 10 o'clock on KPR One. Today on This Old House Radio Hour, spring cleaning, smarter and faster. Who doesn't want that? That's on This Old House Radio Hour at 10 o'clock this morning on KPR One. And if you're joining us on KPR Two, you probably know Paul Robeson as the singer of Old Man River, but his story is way more complicated than that. That's on This American Life at 10 o'clock this morning on KPR Two.
Support for KPR comes from Theodore Lawrence, presenting Dial M for
Career Coaches offer professional support to help people get unstuck, gain clarity, and move forward, whether advancing in a current role or choosing a new direction altogether. More at strawberry.me/public. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's This Old House Radio Hour. We'll get some tips on how to do your spring cleaning a little faster, a little more efficiently, a little smarter. That's coming up next here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from University Press of Kansas, commemorating 80 years as a nonprofit, scholarly, and regional publisher, serving Kansas and the nation since 1946. More information at kansaspress.ku.edu.
It's a rainy morning. Looks like it may be a rainy day altogether. Highs today in the lower 70s, mostly cloudy skies. For tomorrow, partly sunny, warmer, and windy. Highs in the lower 80s. It's 65 degrees in Lawrence, 66 in Topeka. This is KPR.
This Old House Radio Hour is supported by the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Spring cleaning doesn't have to be a chore. From LAist and APM, American Public Media, it's This Old House Radio Hour. I'm Jen Largis. TikTok's favorite cleaning expert returns with tips to make your home shine.
When you're dusting, it's if you start at the bottom and kind of work your way up, you're just making a bigger mess, and dust is kind of getting over everything. And so clean things like your fans, that's a good place to start just because it's the highest place that dust likes to collect.
MS Now anchor Chris Hayes turned his cabin into a near net zero retreat.
We're basically off fossil fuels there. I have taken on this project of dad geek obsession with the clean energy future.
Introducing House Therapy. Mike and Kelly's disagreement over a vintage toilet has them at odds. Can they find common ground, or will Toiletgate tear them apart? All of this, plus we're answering your home improvement questions at 877-864-7460. Coming up next.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dan Ronan. President Trump said today in a post on social media that
7460. It's This Old House Radio Hour. This Old House Radio Hour is supported by the Home Depot, helping customers with tools and guidance on any project, from installation to inspiration. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for This Old House Radio Hour on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, devoted to improving the lives of Kansans, Americans, and people everywhere through discoveries in health, technology, the environment, and more. Information about KU Research is at ku.edu. And from Theodore Lawrence, presenting Dial M for Murder, a noir-inspired suspenseful thriller showing April 17th through the 19th and 23rd through the 26th. Ticket information and more at theodorelawrence.com. You're listening to This Old House Radio Hour on KPR.
This Old House Radio Hour is supported by the Home Depot.
That's next on This Old House Radio Hour.
You're listening to This Old House Radio Hour on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. We've got 20 more minutes of This Old House Radio Hour, then stay with us for Prairie Journal coming up at 11 o'clock this morning. We'll visit with Mary Roach, author of Replaceable You.
I started to see the human body as this weird planet where anytime you look at it closely or start to ask questions about it, you just discover that there's all these things going on, and it's you. It's, you know, it's your own person, and all these things are inside you.
Mary Roach is coming to Lawrence's Liberty Hall later this month. We'll preview her talk and hear about Replaceable You. That's coming up on Prairie Journal at 11 o'clock this morning on Kansas Public Radio.
This Old House Radio Hour is supported.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next, it's Prairie Journal here on KPR. And then stay with us for 105 Live coming up at noon.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Casey Farm School in Kansas City, Kansas.
Liberty Hall as a guest of the Lawrence Public Library on Thursday, April 23rd. You can find out more at lplks.org. Mary, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thanks for having me.
I'm Kay McIntyre. We'll have more Prairie Journal coming up right after this. We're live, we're local. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Casey Farm School, stewarding 14 acres of urban land in Kansas City, Kansas, that provides plants and food through their spring plant sales and weekly CSA and farm shop. Details at kcfarmschool.org. We have a rainy day ahead of us. Highs today in the lower 70s. It's 65 in Lawrence and raining 65 in Emporia.
In the story, so either drawn or talked about in the book. So we didn't get all 375 birds that visit Cheyenne Bottoms, but 32 is a pretty good number.
Mandy Kern is the author of Ava, A Year of Adventure in the Life of an American Avocet. Today on Prairie Journal, we've been exploring the great outdoors with a little help from the Kansas 250 bookshelf. You can find a complete list of Kansas 250 bookshelf books at library.ks.gov. I'm Kay McIntyre. Prairie Journal is a production of Kansas Public Radio at the University of Kansas. Just a postscript to that program. Kristen and Jonathan Connard's book, Kansas Trail Guides, is going to come out with a new edition next year. So keep that in mind. From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for Prairie Journal on KPR comes from Love Garden Sounds, buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com. If you've got an old car, truck, or motorcycle sitting around gathering cobwebs, donate it to KPR. A tow truck will come and pick up the vehicle, and you'll be eligible for a tax deduction. Find out more about KPR's vehicle donation program at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up next year on KPR, it's 105 Live with Nick Carswell. Good day to stay inside and listen to the radio. It's a rainy one throughout the KPR listening area. We've got highs today in the lower 70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 60s. Partly sunny, windy, and warm tomorrow with highs in the lower 80s. We're holding steady at 66 degrees in Lawrence, 65 in Topeka.